Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today. As in this podcast episode, I'm going to dive into more of the channeled messages I receive, as well as some intuitive messages that have come through about this grand cycle of energy that we're experiencing and what is unfolding on our planet now. So today's show is going to be more focused on these channeled messages and less on astrology, but Wednesday's episode will be all about the weekly intuitive astrology as it normally is. So for those of you who are interested in understanding or connecting with these energies more, I really hope this information comes through and that you feel it and have a resonance with it on your own journey. So the one thing that's been really strong here is how astrology is a communication tool. It is an energetic language, and it's basically been simplified, similar to hieroglyphics, for us to understand the energetic impression of a symbol or glyph in a way that resonates with us at a very deep level. So they were showing me how astrology is a language, but it's an energetic imprint. There's something about it that we connect with that's beyond words, that's beyond what we can say and speak. And this also is part of how we energetically connect with the cosmos and with energies that we don't always know how to describe. So they were telling me that astrology as a language is a communication tool, and it gives us a map of the weather. And so when you think about where the Earth is in the solar system and in the galaxy and the multiverse and the universe, it helps us pinpoint the weather that we're feeling on this planet. Now, similar to being in New York, you're going to be experiencing some very clear, specific type of weather. And if you are in Melbourne, Australia, you're going to be in a different season, a different energy experience, because there's going to be different things coming through for you. And so they're showing me how Earth is going through a lot of big energies right now that other planets are not experiencing. And they're even saying fixed stars, other constellations, other places in the galaxy are not experiencing the same intensity that Earth is, because it's Earth's time to evolve and to elevate its frequency, to elevate its energy right now, almost like we're center stage, or there's energy here on the planet that's requiring a lot of support in order to guide things forward in the highest and best possible way. So astrology is a communication tool, and it's one of many. And there are a number of communication tools that are very ancient and energetic. Of course, you can go into the energy of numerology. You can go into tarot and archetype and many, many others. In fact, they're saying there's some that haven't even been discovered yet, or rather rediscovered. They've been so deeply buried and they've been so misinterpreted. And so that's a bit of what keeps things exciting here, is this discovery process of really getting into what is supportive, what communication tools we have, and then also some of these ancient practices, these ancient realms that are opening up too, that we can go into. And they're saying that we're going to be able to understand stories in a whole new way, because those stories have been intentionally misinterpreted for a level of gain, a power dynamic, a sense of superiority. And they're saying that it's happened through a lot of religious texts, and there's been an infiltration into, they're saying, mass spiritual practices that people have been using on the planet that can now be elevated. So there's a lot happening at various levels. And it's sort of like when you pick up on something and you sense that it's a little bit off, or it catches your eye, or there's something that's pulling at you, niggling at you, that energetic string. There's something there that you can sit with or go deeper into, because there's something that you're also tapping into within yourself, within your own soul's journey. And they're showing me a book that is some type of scroll. It's a scroll, a lost scroll. It's something that contained messages of clarity, but there's been many other messages of clarity that have been covered up. And they've been covered up because of what it would mean if people really knew what was happening on the planet or what had transpired through the centuries, because it's a very long timeline of energy here. I mean, it's centuries and centuries of human experiences that have been misaligned, misinterpreted, or also only interpreted by one half of the brain, meaning the scientific logical parts of our brain took in so much information and understanding that it wasn't ever like passed over to the other part of the brain that is stronger at sensing energies and spiritual meaning and going into what you cannot see. So it's very interesting. They're like showing how we've been heavily focused on understanding the world through a limited lens of the logical brain without like tossing the volleyball over the net to the other side of the brain to check in, and that's where the true balance is. And they're saying how there are good things to discover on both sides of the human brain, meaning there's also good things to discover between the mind and the intuitive self. But that because there's been such a focus on, let's say, science, mathematics, the tangibles, the numbers, logic, we've had underdeveloped energetic systems, underdeveloped intuition, and that the school systems, even like the traditional teaching mechanisms, don't even incorporate the wholeness of who we are. And so it's taken humanity a long time to catch up with all of its full potential. But now there is a grander awakening into that that has been unfolding, they're saying, for at least a century. But it's really finally gaining momentum and gaining steam because of all of the individuals who have come forward with stories, messages, knowledge, wisdom, etc., that has deeply resonated with people. So there's been this awakening of the intuitive body, and that's been a big part of this shift on the planet. And so a number of you had asked in last week's show what I meant about floodgates, about having the floodgates open and people coming through, and that it felt biblical. It felt really significant. It felt really big. And there would be many ways to interpret that. But I felt it as an energetic floodgate, as in a huge awakening of even more people into the fullness of their energy. And then they need support. They need help with how to manage it. How do I work with this? How do I understand who I am in this physical world when I feel more intuitive, I feel more awake and alive to energies, I have more of these things that are showing up for me. And that's what I feel the floodgates as, is that humanity has already, it's already passed a tipping point on the planet that has led it into a place of higher frequency and higher potentials. And this is very exciting. But as with all things on the planet, it just takes time. And it's something that has to play out. And of course, it involves everyone's individual free will. And so the floodgate of energies coming through is about more people really tapping into who they are as an energy system, not just as a human being, but as a whole energy system. And that's why so many light workers, star seeds, star workers, you know, you're an energy reader, intuitive, a psychic, astrologer, whatever you do that's outside the mainstream, that's where you're meant to keep growing, developing, and really offering who you are. Because as more people step into this understanding of themselves, they're going to need support. And I believe there was a 7-year plan, is what they were showing me, a 7-year plan that I feel starts in 2020. And it goes to 2027, and this would coincide with Uranus entering Gemini. This would also coincide with Saturn making a square to where it is now. So here we have Saturn in Capricorn. In 7 years, we're going to have Saturn in Aries, and that will be the new starts, the new beginnings. And I'm also feeling like there's things that are playing out on the global stage that just need time to unfold. So that 7-year time span is also connected with how long it takes the body's energy system to turn over this at a cellular level. It also is connected with some things in human design around deconditioning. So that 7-year energy period feels feels pivotal in some way. That's not to say there aren't other milestones and high points and good things that happen, but there's like this turnover of the earth that is a turnover within ourselves that's connected to the energies that support doing it properly and in the best and highest possible way. And that would correspond too with why we are seeing so many big changes here in our world in 2020. So that's the messages that I'm getting around a timeline. And, you know, things do shift, but there's something about this that gives us something to plan for, or just to be aware of, and to know that there aren't going to be immediate changes that we might want. But what they're telling me is that, you know, we came in with solutions and new potential. So even when things are shifting in a very dramatic way, in a very big way, even when there's stuff that we can think, oh my goodness, what's going to happen next? Or how could this possibly fall apart? Or how will this be rebuilt? We have those solutions. We came in with ways to move through it and with those possibilities that will show up. So just a reminder that we're not supposed to get too ahead of ourselves, because that creates anxiety, right? And it's so funny, right before I was doing this episode, I was tapping into that energy of anxiety. And do you ever think about something in your life and you look ahead and you're like, oh, okay, but how am I going to figure out this thing, this part of the puzzle? And it's not even relevant right now, but it's almost like your mind gets so fixated on that one issue, because there's something about our minds that get comfortable dealing with anxiety, almost expecting it, almost expecting like, well, there's something I'm going to have to figure out, or I need to know how it's going to work and what's the solution and how can I make this happen. And it's like our minds are trained to go to those perceived issues and problems to like gnaw on them or work it out. And part of what we're needing to practice and reprogram is how to not do that, or at least to become aware of when we are doing that, and to have other ways to calm the anxiety. And they're showing me like a blanket, like just put a loving blanket on that part of yourself that is worried about potentials that might not even happen, and are worried about things that you expect or think are going to play out, and yet they might not. And it's part of our overall human experience, because our minds want something to do or to focus on. And what they're showing me is how that is how we waste our energy, we diffuse our energy, and we have to reprogram ourselves at a very conscious level to have some tools for when that kicks in. And this can be something that you explore for yourself, you look into. This would be connected to your natal Mercury, how your Mercury processes information, how it solves problems, how it is trying to figure out something, how it worries, etc. So what you would want to do is really get to know that Mercury energy and how, okay, this is what they're saying. I love this. It's the opposite sign. Wherever your Mercury is, what's the opposite sign of it? Okay, so if your Mercury is in Aries, you need to talk to Libra. If your Mercury is in Taurus, you talk to Scorpio. Your Mercury is in Gemini, you talk to Sagittarius. And that's how you move the energy through, is you go to that opposite sign for a solution. And it will help balance the brain. Oh my gosh, so cool. Okay, so they're saying how this goes back to what I was saying about the logic on one side of the brain, and then the energy of the creativity and expression on the other side of the brain. And that it's balancing the Mercury, because for the human brain, that Mercury can be overactive. It can just be too much, because that's what we were taught. We were taught to always be using our mind in school and how to solve problems and work together and communicate and write your essays and focus on your science projects. And they're saying that this is what needs to be rebalanced, are these mercurial energies that we can balance by understanding the opposite astrology sign. Okay, great. I wasn't expecting the astrology to come through, but that is really helpful. And it gives you a way to move the energy with astrology as a communication tool. Okay, so now I'm going to talk about more of these guides that I work with, because I wanted to explain how I feel their energy and how it comes through for me. And of course, this will be different for everyone. There is no one way. There is no right way. There are just many ways that we connect with energies. And so over the past number of months, I have felt two different energies that I would identify as those connected to star beings or galactic councils. And I'm normally not too caught up in names. I just feel the energy and that works for me. And the one energy that I've talked about a few times is of that High Council Commander, who is very much about the Earth's direction and growth. He has presented himself as a very strong masculine energy, very clear, very bright, very certain in his mission and what he's about. And he is operating or connecting with a council. And I feel that there's a total of 8 energies in this council and that I can't see their faces. I just sense them. They're just there, sort of like at a giant conference table. And then this High Council Commander is sitting at the front of the boardroom or conference room table. And he presents himself to me in a commander outfit that looks very much about something we would say is in the military, something very formal and official. And I believe that is part of what's done so that we recognize the energy and the seriousness of what's happening and what's at hand. And when I feel his energy, it's in my crown chakra and it comes up and it's just very bright and clear. And I only feel it when I'm invited. I have tried to access it. Nope. It's almost like we'll get you when we need you. It's kind of like that one-way street of, don't call us, we'll call you. And that's how it feels for me. And when it comes through, it's very strong. It's very clear. I have no doubt about it. And it just has that resonance of something that I am meant to know or share or sit with. And so this is through my crown chakra. And the energy is overall very kind. It's strong, it's clear, it's benevolent. And one of the overarching messages I received is that part of this mission that they're working on is safety of the planet, safety on the planet. And that's why I feel it is very masculine energies about protection and what is unfolding that is necessary, but how to work with the realities and dynamics on the planet when there's so many hidden agendas. And so it's about looking at the fact that there's a lot happening that the masses do not know and will never know. And it goes back to these ancient stories, these ancient timelines, and that there is an awareness of everything that's unfolded on this playground that is Earth. And so what they're doing is cleaning up the playground and cleaning up where there have been very dense, stark, and dark energies that have infiltrated the Earth down to the core. And they're showing me that energy of a reptilian snake that's gone into the core of the Earth, and that, in fact, within the Earth's crusts, there are energies and there have been civilizations within the Earth. And so that's why we'll even find in some of these caves, like I'm really seeing it in South America, a lot of deep caves. And there's the crystal caves there, but there's also the caves where beings have lived that are very big. We would call them giants, you know, and they're associated with the Easter Island statues. They're connected with other monuments that are misunderstood on the planet. And these are beings that have other agendas and have been able to manipulate parts of the population and parts of humans to do what they want to do. And there's this much bigger mission unfolding right now about what it means to clean up the playground, clean up some of these darker energies that have been embedded. And again, infiltrated is the word. And so they're saying it's very much connected to Anunnaki energies and what the intention has been of the Anunnakis about how to use humanity, what humanity should be about, and the enslavement of humanity. And it's, again, a very big story, a very long story. And he's saying in some ways it isn't important to know the full story. It's just to understand how there's so much more here than what we've been taught. And then he's showing me like, okay, you know the dinosaurs and then you were told Jesus. It's kind of like, but you forgot or you weren't told all these centuries of stories and all this other, like all these other beings that have been here. But he's saying there are humans, there are individuals who do know. He's like top brass. He's showing me the Vatican. He's showing me some other officials. He's showing me a lot of military energies, and then the energies that are all about going into space. And that's where there's been the mind control. That's where things have been erased. He's showing me like the brain, like parts of the brain have been erased for some people. There's been a lot that's been manipulated. And so there's many levels of this, again, many hidden agendas, many things going on that are way beyond what we might think. And then, you know, even if I get the visual of, say, the 2020 election here in the United States, he's kind of like shaking his head like small potatoes. Like the election is small potatoes compared to what is really changing on the planet. But he's sort of like, that's kind of a nice storyline for people to put their energy towards, because those who don't know more about what's happening on the planet, you wouldn't understand it all. It's just too much. It's almost like it would blow the circuits of the human brain. And now he's saying how the coronavirus is actually connected with these energies, which I know doesn't surprise many of you, and that it's something. He's like, it's similar to the plague, or it's similar to other things that have been used throughout humanity's timeline to manipulate energies against humanity or against the betterment of each individual's sovereign will. So I feel his energy is very clear, very bright, very strong. And again, I feel it through my crown chakra. And he's what I call the high council commander, where he has more responsibilities that are broader in scope. But he's also showing me that there have been victories, and that those victories may not be known for a while. Oh, they may not be known for a while. And he's like, it is part of the 7-year timeline. So we'll see, right? We'll see how things unfold, and we'll see what comes through. But again, there's something about right now where we're not going to know a lot of information or a lot of what's happening, even though we sense it. And he's saying that's part of the gift of right now, is that you're looking to understand it logically. You're looking for proof. You're looking for visuals. You're looking for details and data. He's like, don't go that route. Work on the other half of your brain that senses it, that feels it. What intuitive messages are you seeing? What are you feeling? What's coming through? Use this time on the planet to develop your own intuitive gifts and trust them. And that's one of the best ways you can move through this time period, as so much is changing over on the planet. Okay, so now I just got the visual of like passing the mic. And so now what I feel is the second commander who I spoke of last week, and his energy is different for me. I feel his energy through my third eye chakra. And for those of you who are listening to that podcast, you know that I had to stop the show. I had to literally, it was too much energy coming through in my third eye. And so his energy is connected with a different energy field. And he's not the same as the high council commander, although he is a commander. And his energy is very handsome. And I think that's intentional. And it's younger, if you will. And his energy, I asked him about, you know, well, how do I identify you, or how do I know this connection? And he says it's connected with the constellation Lyra, Lyra, which I knew nothing about. I just had heard about it for a little while. And he said that the brightest star in that constellation is called Vega. And when he said that, I fell off my unicorn, because a few years ago, I lived on Vega Street. And you cannot make this stuff up. And when I made that connection, he said, welcome to the neighborhood. So then I had to get back on my unicorn. And I felt his energy as more of an everyday or more regular connection, where I get different visuals, intuitive messages, and the claircognizance. And this is also not a regular connection. I just feel it coming in and coming out. And it shows up as more of the Star Trek fleet, and it shows up as something that is beamed, like energetically beamed to me. I see it visually, but it's also transparent. And then the claircognizance, which is when you just know something. You just know it. You just know it, and you don't know how you know it. You psychically know it. You intuitively know it. Something clicks at a very deep level. It resonates, and you're like, I know this. That comes through as well. So we all can communicate or connect with energies in a different way. I'm just sharing how it shows up for me. And it does take trust. And I've been doing this trusting it since 2009, which is when I felt the first energies come through from a bigger guide. And that was the first time I did the channeling and automatic writing and connected in a way that was brand new to me. And it took a while to practice it, and it took a while to trust it. So depending where you're at, this could be something that you also want to develop and work on. And it does take trusting it. It does take practicing. And you can ask for help in developing these skills by receiving little things that you apply, sort of like having little quizzes or little exams where you receive some kind of message or visual or anything, and then you look to see how it plays out in the world, or you look to see what happens next in your life or in your day. So there's little things you can do to strengthen these muscles, and it helps to do them in ways that build up your trust, that build up your belief in what is happening. So again, this commander energy only comes through one way. There are times when I will ask to connect or access it, and it has happened occasionally, but not often, and that's okay. I'm really okay with that. I don't really mind, and I don't have expectations. I just trust. You know, if I'm supposed to know something, if something is supposed to come through, then it will, and if not, that's fine too. And so the information that comes through from him is very loving and kind, and it has a reassurance to it. It's very positive. It's very much about this is an okay time, even when it could feel like many other energies or many other feelings are coming up. The energy is very clear, strong, forthright, reassuring. There's just something that is vibrating through that is about light, that's about light. And so the other thing he was sharing is how it's actually interesting to communicate on Earth, because other beings communicate through other energetic means, such as energy and frequency and light codes and light language, and that it can take a lot for those beings to have the sophisticated skills to speak another energy language, such as speaking our verbal language. And he was showing me that not all energies or light beings can do that. They communicate through other means, but that it takes a development of the light being's energies to be verbally communicating with us, and that it is a two-way street. So if you think about a building that's, say, 50 stories high, well, if you want to meet in the middle, you have to go up 25 stories, or they have to come down to that 25th story. And it's at that 25th story that both have to be at to connect. And that's from the perspective here on Earth. He's showing me that then if these energies or beings in these other fixed stars communicate with other beings in other fixed stars, there's other ways that they communicate and they connect, because it doesn't always, it's not about verbal language. It's not about what we're used to for communication. There's other means that they energetically share. It's definitely gotten easier for me to communicate and to feel his energy, and he will even show me other visuals or people or situations or things. It's again that beaming energy that's pretty cool, but I have to practice it and I have to get used to it and to trust it. So the other thing he showed me, and he said this is what he'll finish with, is a gold map. Like a map all in gold. And the map at first looked like it was just of Earth. But then as I zoom out and see it, it is, of course, a much bigger map that reflects how Earth energetically connects with other planets and fixed stars and energy systems in the galaxy, and that the Earth is supported in a way that we don't always understand or feel. And he was showing me that what happens is a lot of energies actually are diverted through the sun. And it's like the energies go into the sun and then back out to our planet instead of going directly to the Earth. almost as if that sun is the transmuter. That sun makes sure that what we receive is of value, is useful, is about the energy that the planet needs. It's really interesting. And so he was saying that it's really important right now to relax, to relax, and to know that we are moving through a very big time, but that the earth has always survived these very big times, and that it's much more than what we're putting together. And you know, this is funny, because again, going back to what's happening in the world with all the different governments and politics and business and things that are happening, and he says how we've already reached this tipping point of light on the planet, and that there are some things, it doesn't matter how they play out. And I was like, what do you mean it doesn't matter? You know, I was kind of in that place of how can it not matter? And he showed me all these roads leading to the same destination. You know, it doesn't matter which one you go on. It doesn't matter really, you know, ultimately there's things happening that are going to be worth it. And the characters in the play might change. It's a bit like having the lead actor and the understudy. Or you know, you have the driver and the backup driver. So there can be this rotation of people. And he says, it's not even about the people, it's about the energy. And the energies that are now infiltrating and the energies that are now coming in are much stronger than they've been, which is why things are happening quickly, why things are happening clearly, why it can even be bigger. It's like the roller coaster rides can be bigger because of how fast things are moving and how powerful these energies are. But that it's moving along. It's kind of like these giant tidal waves serve a purpose. And so the whole point of things being able to play out any number of ways is just part of the game. It's part of how you can either attach to a certain path or detach and just watch it unfold while putting most of your energy towards what is correct for you. And he's showing it as like a 20-80 thing. Like, so if 20% of your energy is going towards something happening in the world, well, that could be sensible and a good thing to do, right? To know about our environment. But most of your energy should be going towards what is correct for you right now, and to not get too into the playground or the ongoing drama, because it'll just suck you dry. It'll just feel like you're depleted and you're exhausted, and it creates more anxiety. Whereas part of this balancing act, again, is coming to the understanding of what you're capable of in a whole new way. And the other night, he showed me this really cool visual that we could practice, or that you can practice if this feels right to you. He said, imagine you're standing in your body and your arms are out and you're just standing there. And what would happen if all of the heavy energy in your body dropped to the floor? Sort of like watching magnets drop, dead weight, boulders. But he was showing me at a cellular level. Like, imagine everything in your body that has weight dropping down. So working with gravity, which I thought was interesting, because it wasn't about the energy like floating away. It was like dropping down because of the weight of it. And then once you do that, the visual of doing that creates a clarity about what's in your energy field. And he was saying, like, this is how we can return to the light body, literally the light body, because you've dropped the weight. So you feel lighter, but then the light body, as in the light of the sun, or the light of a very clear crystalline energy. The light body becomes activated when you remove what is heavy and what you've been unconsciously carrying. And he was saying how removing that density, visually, energetically, whatever feels right for you, can help with tapping into what is correct for you right now. And that there are different things that are correct for each of us. And that's what you know. That's where you trust yourself and you know what is appropriate for you, what's right for you, etc. But that also, that's what's happening on the planet. Only he showed it in reverse, as like the energies that are being removed from the planet are coming off planet and they're dissolving. They've been removed and they have been shifted and transmuted into a nothingness, which is part of the journey of dense energies is to transition back to a state of consciousness that is not attached to any form. And that serves a purpose too in energy. So then he's showing me how some of these snakes or serpents, or and that's just how it's being presented to me. I don't know if that's figurative, literal, etc. Being removed, like being pulled out from the depths of the earth's core. And then they transition into this nothingness of energy. And that's a gift. And it's not about good and evil and dark and light, because at other levels of consciousness, it's just about energy. It's just about the energetic experiences we have and how there's different forms energy takes and the different ways it shows up. And so it's like returning it to the void. That's what he's saying, returning it to the void of existence, the void of neutrality. And that can be a very hard thing for us to do in our human experience. But the more you practice that, the more you call in a lightness, a calm, a peace, and the more you're able to navigate these bigger energy periods with detachment, but in your power. In your power, because you are feeling it within yourself in a whole new way. And then he wants to end on an astrology note. And he says, this void, this place of peace and calm is in the very, very middle of the chart. Before the planets exist, before the house systems, before the aspects and all the energy start communicating, there is that void in the very middle of the chart, an energy void, if you will, that reminds you what you carry. That feels really beautiful and clear. And I hope that is an energy you can connect with and that you also feel and sense within yourself. And this is where I feel that the message is done and that there's nothing more to say at this time. So I'm just going to trust that. So please let me know if you like these types of messages and information, because I feel like it has value for us right now. And I feel like it has a resonance that is really supporting us. And I enjoy sharing these messages, but I know it's not just the astrology, but it combines the astrology, which I think is really fascinating. It's almost like we get to go deeper into what astrology brings us and the benefits of it. So I will see about more of these types of shows and this kind of information coming through, because that would certainly be fitting for what we're going through in 2020 and beyond. Well, thank you so much for joining me. I hope that there were valuable insights or at least one good message for you in this show. I'll be back on Wednesday as we take a look at the weekly intuitive astrology and energies of the week ahead. In the meantime, you can find out more about me over at mollymccord.online. That is my business development website for entrepreneurs, energy readers, intuitive psychics, however you're here to share and offer your energy in the world. And then I have my author website over at ConsciousCoolChic.com, where I have a number of books, audiobooks, spiritual teachings, and consciousness topics that may support you at this time. Thank you so much, and I will see you back here soon.